The Restaurant at the End of the Universe by Douglas Adams. Read by Martin Freeman. The story so far. In the beginning, the universe was created. This had made a lot of people very angry and been widely regarded as a bad move. Many races believe that it was created by some sort of god, though the Jatravartid people of Viltvodl 6 believe that the entire universe was in fact sneezed out of the nose of a being called the Great Green Arkle Seizure. The Jatravartids, who live in perpetual fear of the time they call the coming of the Great White Handkerchief, are small blue creatures with more than 50 arms each, who are therefore unique in being the only race in history to have invented the aerosol deodorant before the wheel. However, the Great Green Arkle Seizure theory is not widely accepted outside Viltvodl 6, and so, the universe being the puzzling place it is, other explanations are constantly being sought. For instance, a race of hyper-intelligent, pan-dimensional beings once built themselves a gigantic supercomputer called Deep Thought, to calculate, once and for all, the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything. For 7.5 million years, Deep Thought computed and calculated, and in the end announced that the answer was in fact 42. And so another, even bigger computer had to be built to find out what the actual question was. And this computer, which was called the Earth, was so large that it was frequently mistaken for a planet, especially by the strange ape-like beings who roamed its surface, totally unaware that they were simply part of a gigantic computer program. And this is very odd, because without that fairly simple and obvious piece of knowledge, nothing that ever happened on the Earth could possibly make the slightest bit of sense. Sadly, however, just before the critical moment of readout, the Earth was unexpectedly demolished by the Vogons to make way, so they claimed, for a new hyperspace bypass, and so all hope of discovering a meaning for life was lost forever. Or so it would seem. Two of these strange, ape-like creatures survived. Arthur Dent escaped at the very last moment because an old friend of his, Ford Prefect, suddenly turned out to be from a small planet somewhere in the vicinity of Betelgeuse, and not from Guildford, as he had hitherto claimed. And more to the point, he knew how to hitch rides on flying saucers. Tricia McMillan, or Trillian, had skipped the planet 6 months earlier with Zaphod Beeblebrox, the then president of the galaxy. Two survivors. They are all that remains of the greatest experiment ever conducted, to find the ultimate question and the ultimate answer of life, the universe, and everything. And, less than 500,000 miles from where their starship is drifting lazily through the inky blackness of space, a Vogon ship is moving slowly towards them.